Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep into natural healthy living today.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. Specifically, how to actually bring those principles into our everyday lives.
Right.
We've got this fantastic blog post. It's just packed with practical tips. I think we'll find some real gems in here.
I think so too.
So things we'll be thinking about, is it really possible to lengthen our lifespan? What about simple things we can do right now to boost energy?
Right.
And how much does understanding our immune systems really play into all this?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
It's interesting how this approach really emphasizes kind of a gradual shift towards those healthier habits rather than, like a complete, overnight overhaul.
Right. I love that.
I
It's
don't
all
know.
about sustainable changes, not
Exactly.
like some crazy crash diet or boot camp that you can't keep up with.
Totally.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty, I'm curious, from your perspective, why is this whole healthy living thing so important?
Well,
The source seems to stress that it's not just about the physical stuff.
Yeah, you're right. There's this growing recognition that well-being, it encompasses so much more than just our physical health. Our mental and emotional states are a huge part of it.
For sure.
And preventive care through those lifestyle choices, I mean, it's really impactful.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So where do we even begin with this healthy life?
Yeah.
The blog post jumps right into exercise, even mentioning it can help prevent chronic diseases. But does it have to be the gym? Because honestly, that's not really my scene.
Not at all. I think what's interesting here is that exercise can be anything that gets you moving. Walking, dancing, even gardening.
Oh, okay.
It's more about finding something that you enjoy and that you can stick with.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah.
But it's not all about moving our bodies, right? We've got to think about what we're putting in them. The source is big on diet,
Yes.
specifically reducing sugar and choosing whole, unprocessed foods. Even calls out things like ditching soda in favor of water, infused with fruit or herbs for that little natural sweetness.
Absolutely. And that, it raises the question, how do we resist that constant bombardment of unhealthy food marketing?
Ugh, tell me about it.
It's everywhere.
It feels like a daily battle.
It really is.
But the source does offer some strategies for navigating that, emphasizing things like sticking to a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, which, by the way, is so much harder than it sounds, and even just maintaining good hygiene. Is there a connection there?
You'd be surprised, if you think about it, our bodies have that natural fight or flight response that gets triggered when we're stressed. And constantly being exposed to tempting unhealthy foods, well, that can actually trigger that stress response, making it even harder to make those healthy
I
choices.
never thought of it like that. So what can we do to kind of hit the reset button and relax? The blog post suggests things like yoga and meditation. Are those really that beneficial?
They offer a multifaceted approach to well-being. You've got yoga, which helps with things like stretching, detox, flexibility. And then you have meditation, which really cultivates focus and helps you manage stress. It's like this one-two punch for your mind and body.
Like the sound of that. Now, here's a part that really caught my attention. The idea that daily life and even the environment can drain our energy. I mean, we all know that feeling of being completely zapped by the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. Pollution, stress, the constant barrage of information, it all takes a toll.
So, how do we combat that drain? The source seems to advocate for a whole lifestyle approach with things like eating plenty of fruits and veggies, plant-based protein, reducing our exposure to environmental toxins as much as possible, and incorporating mindfulness practices. Is it really about addressing all of those things?
I think it's about recognizing that our well-being is interconnected. Addressing one aspect can have this ripple effect on others. Like reducing your exposure to environmental toxins can actually improve your sleep quality, which then boosts your energy levels and can even strengthen your immune system.
Okay, that's making more sense now. And you mentioned the immune system. I'm curious to delve into that a bit more. The blog post talks about how it's our defense against illness and highlights the importance of probiotics, those beneficial bacteria found in yogurt and kefir. Can you break down why those are so important?
Well, what's fascinating about probiotics is they're introducing those beneficial bacteria into our gut, which plays a crucial role in immune function. It's about maintaining that healthy balance of good and bad bacteria in our gut microbiome.
So it's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's also about adding in the good stuff.
I like that approach.
Absolutely.
And speaking of things we might be missing, The Source also dives into sleep quality, which is something I know I personally struggle with. It even talks about how things like noise, light, stress, even the temperature can impact sleep.
Why is good sleep so important anyway?
Well, good sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's about giving your body that time to repair and rejuvenate.
Okay.
It strengthens your immune system, improves your mood, and can even increase your productivity.
So it's about more than just not feeling groggy in the morning?
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together, and I'm guessing the same goes for weight management, which the blog post tackles next.
Yeah.
What's the source's take on that?
Well, what's refreshing is that it debunks the myth of needing these drastic dietary changes.
Right.
Instead, it highlights the power of small, consistent changes over time.
Like swapping sugary drinks for water with fruit, right?
Exactly.
It's all coming full circle.
It is. It is.
But what about those of us who struggle with knowing where to even start making changes? The source mentions things like increasing protein and fiber while cutting back on added sugar. How do those things tie into the big picture of healthy living?
Well, increasing protein and fiber can help you feel fuller for longer, which can naturally lead to eating less overall. And cutting back on added sugar not only helps with weight management, but it also reduces inflammation and supports better blood sugar control, which benefits your overall health.
So it's not just about fitting into those genes. It's about setting ourselves up for long-term health and well-being.
Mm.
This is all starting to click. But I have to ask, we've talked about diet, exercise, sleep.
Yeah.
Does all of this actually contribute to a longer lifespan?
Mm.
Is that really possible?
The source seems to think so, yeah. It emphasizes that these healthy living practices can significantly contribute to longevity.
I love that.
It's pretty amazing.
It's empowering to know that we have so much control over our own health and well-being. But I'm sure there's more to unpack here. Right?
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface.
Let's delve a little deeper into some specific tips and strategies. For instance, the source mentions this fascinating concept, food as medicine.
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever thought about food in that way? Honestly, not really. But yep. I'm intrigued. What does that even mean, and how can we practically apply it to our lives?
Well, it's this idea that the foods we choose, they can have a powerful impact on our health.
Okay.
Think about it. Some foods are known for their anti-inflammatory properties, while others can boost our immune systems or even help regulate our moods.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. But where do we start? The blog post mentions focusing on whole, unprocessed foods, reading labels carefully, and ditching processed options loaded with sugar and unhealthy fats.
Right.
What are some swaps we can make right now to embrace this food as medicine concept?
One simple swap is to replace refined grains with whole grains.
Okay.
So instead of white bread, opt for whole wheat bread. Instead of white rice, choose brown rice or quinoa.
Gotcha.
These small changes can make a big difference in your overall nutrient intake.
That's a great tip. And speaking of feeling better, what about those everyday aches and pains? The source acknowledges that pain is a common experience and recommends things like prioritizing sleep and having a balanced diet, which we've already covered. But it also brings up some intriguing alternative methods like acupuncture, chiropractic care, and massage. Have you ever tried any of those?
You know, I've personally found acupuncture to be incredibly helpful for managing chronic pain.
Oh, wow.
It's based on this principle of stimulating specific points on the body to promote healing and pain relief.
Wow, that's fascinating. So it's about looking beyond conventional medicine and exploring different options. I love that. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about energy levels. We all experience that afternoon slump sometimes, right? The blog post emphasizes the power of sleep. But are there any other natural ways to boost our energy throughout the day?
Absolutely. The source suggests incorporating things like music, dance, meditation, or even short naps into your routine.
Okay.
It's about finding what works for you and listening to your body's cues.
I love that. It's about finding joy in movement and taking time for ourselves to recharge. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Diet, exercise, sleep, stress management, even alternative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's still so much to explore. What else does this blog post delve into?
Well, one topic that stood out to me was the impact of environmental toxins on our energy and vitality.
Hmm.
It's something we often overlook, but our surroundings play a huge role in our overall well-being.
That's a great point. I'm curious to learn more about that. What are some specific examples of environmental toxins we should be aware of, and how can we reduce our exposure?
Well, one major culprit is air pollution.
Right.
It can affect our respiratory health and even contribute to fatigue. The source suggests simple things like using air purifiers, opening windows for ventilation, and even just avoiding outdoor exercise during peak pollution times. You know, like checking the air quality index before you head out for a run.
That's a great tip. I never thought about checking the air quality before exercising. But what about things we have more control over, like the products we use in our homes? The source mentions household cleaners and personal care items as potential sources of toxins. I've definitely seen a lot of like natural and organic options popping up lately. But honestly, I'm always a bit skeptical. Do they really work as well as the conventional stuff?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And it is important to do your research.
Right.
Not all natural products are created equal.
Right.
But there are some great options out there that are both effective and gentle on your health and the environment.
Okay.
For example, a lot of natural cleaning products rely on ingredients like vinegar, baking soda, and essential oils.
Oh, okay.
Which have been used for centuries, and they can be just as powerful as those harsh chemicals.
Okay, that's encouraging. So where do you even begin with swapping out all these products? It seems like such a daunting task.
Start small. You know, focus on one area at a time. Maybe this week you switch to a natural dish soap or a laundry detergent. And once you're comfortable with those changes, you can gradually expand to other areas of your home.
Okay, that seems much more manageable.
Yeah.
And speaking of manageable changes, the source also touches on the idea of upgrading our eating habits and not in a restrictive diet kind of way.
Right.
It emphasizes ditching that all or nothing mentality and instead focusing on those small, consistent changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that approach. But I think a lot of us get stuck in that cycle of feeling like we need to make drastic changes to see results.
Wow.
How do we break free from that?
It's about shifting your mindset from deprivation to abundance.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on what you're cutting out, focus on what you're adding in.
I see.
For example, instead of thinking about cutting back on sugary drinks, think about adding in more water, herbal teas, and fresh juices.
Okay.
You know, make those the stars of your day, and you'll naturally crowd out the less healthy options.
I love that perspective. It's so much more positive and empowering. And speaking of empowering, we briefly touched on the immune system earlier, and the source mentions probiotics. I know gut health is a hot topic these days.
Oh, yeah.
But can you break down why it's so important for our overall health?
You're right. Gut health is having a moment.
Yeah.
And for good reason. It turns out that the trillions of bacteria living in our gut, known as the microbiome, they play a crucial role in just about every aspect of our health, from digestion and nutrient absorption to immune function and even mental health.
Wow, that's amazing. So are probiotics the key to a healthy gut? What exactly are they and where do we find them?
Well, probiotics are those live bacteria and yeasts that, when consumed in adequate amounts, can provide health benefits.
Right.
They're like tiny superheroes that help maintain that balance, that diverse gut microbiome,
right,
which is essential for optimal health. You can find probiotics in fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, and kimchi, as well as in supplement form.
Okay, so adding those fermented foods to our diet is a good place to start.
Right.
But I'm guessing there's more to it than just popping a probiotic supplement.
Oh, absolutely. It's about creating an environment in your gut that supports the growth of those beneficial bacteria.
Yep.
That means eating a diet rich in fiber, which acts as food for those good bugs, and limiting things like processed foods, sugar, and antibiotics, which can really disrupt that balance of your microbiome.
Okay, so it's a multifaceted approach.
Yes.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yes, you are.
And speaking of patterns, I'm noticing that a lot of these healthy living practices we've discussed, diet, gut health, exercise, they all seem to tie back to the immune system in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that connection? The source mentions it's our body's defense force, which is a pretty powerful image.
It's a brilliant analogy. Your immune system is like this intricate network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to protect you from harmful invaders like bacteria, viruses, and toxins. And it turns out that many of the lifestyle choices we've discussed can either strengthen or weaken that defense force.
That makes perfect sense. So it's not just about avoiding getting sick. It's about supporting our body's natural defenses. And speaking of supporting our bodies, let's talk about sleep, which the source calls out as crucial for strengthening the immune system. I've definitely noticed that when I'm sleep deprived, I'm way more susceptible to catching colds. Why is that?
Well, when you sleep, your body produces cytokines,
Okay.
which are these proteins that help regulate immune function and inflammation. If you're not getting enough sleep, your cytokine production is reduced, leaving your immune system weakened and less able to fight off infection.
Wow, it's amazing how much goes on while we're sleeping. But knowing how important sleep eye is and actually getting enough of it are two different things. The source lists a bunch of factors that can affect our sleep quality. Things like noise, light, stress, even temperature. How can we create a sleep-friendly environment that promotes restful sleep?
One of the most important things you can do is establish a consistent sleep schedule.
Right.
Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends, you know, to regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the actual sleep environment? The source mentions noise and light as potential disruptors. Any tips for addressing those?
Make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains to block out streetlights, and consider using a white noise machine or earplugs to minimize noise disruptions. Keep the temperature in your bedroom slightly cooler than what you're used to during the day. A cooler temperature signals to your body that it's time to wind down.
Those are great tips. And speaking of winding down, let's shift gears to a topic that often brings up a lot of stress and anxiety: weight management. The source emphasizes ditching drastic diets and embracing those small, consistent changes. But what if you've tried those small changes and aren't seeing the results you want? What's the next step?
It's important to remember that weight loss is a journey, not a destination.
Right.
It's not about reaching a certain number on the scale, but about finding a healthy weight that you can sustain for the long term. If you've been making healthy choices and still feel stuck, it might be time to consult with a healthcare professional, like a registered dietitian or a certified personal trainer.
That's a good reminder that it's okay to seek support when you need it. And speaking of support, let's talk about something that's incredibly important for our overall well-being: social connection. The source highlights the importance of nurturing our relationships and spending time with loved ones. But in today's busy world, it can be so hard to make time for those connections. How can we prioritize social connection amidst all the other demands on our time?
It's about being intentional with your time and making social connection a non-negotiable part of your schedule.
Right.
Schedule regular coffee dates with friends, plan family dinners, or even just pick up the phone and call a loved one instead of texting. Even those small gestures of connection can make a big difference in your mood and overall well-being.
Those are great tips. And speaking of small gestures, the source also talks about random acts of kindness, both for others and ourselves.
Oh, interesting.
How does kindness fit into the picture of healthy living?
Kindness is like a superpower. What? It has the potential to transform not only your own life, but the lives of those around you. Mm. It's about cultivating compassion, empathy, and generosity, both for yourself and others. And it turns out that acts of kindness can actually have a positive impact on your physical and mental health.
That's fascinating. So it's not just about feeling good, it's about doing good and reaping the benefits for ourselves and others.
Yeah.
I love that. And speaking of doing good, the source also touches on environmental sustainability, encouraging us to make choices that benefit both our health and the health of the planet. How can we incorporate sustainability into our healthy living journey?
It's about recognizing that our health and the health of the planet are inextricably linked.
Right.
The choices we make on a daily basis, from the food we eat to the products we use to the way we travel, have an impact on both.
Right.
So it's about making conscious choices that support both our well-being and the well-being of the planet.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. So what are some specific examples of sustainable practices we can adopt? The source mentions reducing our consumption of single-use plastics.
Yes.
Which seems like a good place to start.
Exactly. Bring your own reusable bags to the grocery store. Use a refillable water bottle and avoid buying products packaged in excessive plastic. Those small changes can make a big difference over time.
Those are great tips. What about energy consumption? Are there any simple ways to reduce our energy footprint at home?
Absolutely. Turn off lights when you leave a room, unplug electronics when you're not using them, and choose energy-efficient appliances. Those little habits can add up to big savings on your energy bill and a smaller impact on the environment.
I love that. It's about those little changes that add up over time. Wow. And speaking of things that add up over time, the source also talks about lifelong learning, encouraging us to constantly seek knowledge and expand our horizons. But with all the demands of daily life, it can be hard to find time for learning. How can we prioritize intellectual growth amidst our busy schedules?
It's about incorporating learning into your daily routine.
Okay.
Instead of scrolling through social media during your commute, listen to a podcast or an audiobook. Read a few pages of a book before bed instead of watching TV. Join a book club or take an online course. There are so many ways to make learning a part of your life, even if you only have a few minutes to spare.
Those are great ideas. And speaking of finding those pockets of time, The Source also mentions self-reflection as an important part of personal growth. But what does self-reflection actually look like in practice? Is it just sitting quietly and thinking about our day?
Self-reflection can take many forms. It might be journaling, meditating, or simply taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself and ask yourself questions like, what went well today and what could I have done differently? The key is to create a space where you can honestly assess your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors without judgment.
That makes sense. It's about creating that space for self-awareness and growth. And speaking of growth, The Source also talks about the importance of setting goals. But sometimes setting goals can feel overwhelming, especially if you have a lot you want to achieve. How can we approach goal setting in a way that feels manageable and motivating?
Start by identifying your core values, the things that are most important to you in life. Then set goals that align with those values. Make sure your goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And break down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps to make them feel less daunting.
Those are great tips. It's about setting ourselves up for success by making our goals clear, realistic, and aligned with our values. And speaking of aligning with our values, The Source also encourages us to find our passion, you know, something that lights us up and brings us joy and fulfillment. But what if you're not sure what your passion is? How do you even begin to discover it?
It's about exploring your interests, trying new things, and paying attention to what sparks your curiosity and makes you feel truly alive. What activities do you lose track of time doing? What topics do you find yourself constantly reading or talking about? Those are clues to your passion.
I love that. It's about paying attention to those little sparks of joy and excitement. Speaking of excitement, let's talk about something that can get our heart rate up and boost our mood exercise. The Source emphasizes the importance of regular physical activity. But I think a lot of us struggle with finding the motivation to get moving, especially if we don't enjoy traditional forms of exercise. What are some fun and creative ways to get our bodies moving that don't feel like a chore?
There are so many ways to incorporate movement into your life that don't involve the gym.
Right.
Take a dance class, go for a hike, join a sports team, or simply put on your favorite music and dance around your living room.
Yeah.
The key is to find activities you enjoy and that fit into your lifestyle.
I love that. It's about finding joy in movement and making it a part of your life, not just a chore you have to check off your to-do list.
Exactly.
And speaking of joy, The Source also talks about the benefits of spending time in nature, highlighting its ability to reduce stress, improve mood, and even enhance immune function. But what if you live in a city and don't have easy access to nature? How can you still reap those benefits of the great outdoors?
Even small doses of nature can make a big difference.
Wow.
Take a walk in your neighborhood park, sit on your balcony and listen to the birds sing, or bring a plant or two into your home to create a sense of nature indoors. It's about finding those little pockets of green space wherever you can.
Those are great tips. And speaking of nourishing ourselves, let's talk about nutrition, which The Source emphasizes as a cornerstone of healthy living. But with all the conflicting information out there about what to eat and what to avoid, it can be hard to know where to start. What are the basic principles of a healthy diet?
It's about focusing on whole, unprocessed foods that are as close to their natural state as possible.
Okay.
That means plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. And it's about limiting processed foods, sugary drinks, and excessive amounts of unhealthy fats, which can wreak havoc on your health.
Okay, so it's about prioritizing those nutrient-rich whole foods that nourish our bodies.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of us struggle with portion control and knowing how much to eat. Any tips for navigating that?
One helpful tip is to listen to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Eat when you're truly hungry and stop when you're comfortably satisfied. Mm. And pay attention to how different foods make you feel. Some foods might leave you feeling energized and satisfied, while others might leave you feeling sluggish and bloated.
Right.
Use that feedback to guide your choices.
That's a great reminder to tune into our body's signals. And speaking of signals, our bodies are pretty good at letting us know when we're thirsty, right? The Source mentions the importance of hydration, which is something I know I personally need to work on. I'm always forgetting to drink enough water throughout the day. Any tips for staying hydrated?
Carry a reusable water bottle with you and sip on it regularly throughout the day.
Right.
You can also set reminders on your phone or use a water tracking app to help you stay on track.
Mm.
And if you find plain water boring, try adding slices of fruit, cucumber, or herbs for a refreshing twist.
Those are great tips. And speaking of refreshing twists, The Source also highlights the many benefits of incorporating spices into our cooking. I love adding spices to my meals for flavor, but I had no idea they could actually have health benefits too. Can you tell us more about that?
Spices are nutritional powerhouses. They're packed with antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds that can benefit our health in countless ways. For example, turmeric has powerful anti-inflammatory properties, ginger can help soothe nausea, and cinnamon can help regulate blood sugar levels.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's like adding a dose of medicine to our meals, but in the delicious way.
Exactly.
What are some of your favorite spices to cook with, and how do you use them?
Well, I love using turmeric in curries, smoothies, and even golden milk lattes. Ginger is great in stir-fries, soups, and tea. And cinnamon is delicious. Sprinkle on oatmeal, yogurt, or even toast, you know. Experiment with different spices and find what you enjoy.
Okay, that's inspiring. I'm definitely going to be more adventurous with my spice rack from now on. But I think we've covered so much ground in this part of our deep dive. Is there anything else from the blog post that you think is important to highlight before we wrap up?
You know, one thing that really resonated with me was The Source's emphasis on the interconnectedness of all these healthy living practices. It's not about focusing on one thing in isolation, but about creating a synergistic approach where all these elements work together to support your overall well-being.
It's such a powerful message. It's about creating a holistic lifestyle that nourishes our minds, bodies, and spirits. But I know there's still more to explore. Let's dive into the final part of our deep dive and see what other gems we uncover.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different aspects of healthy living. From the food we eat, to the products we use, to the importance of sleep and stress management. It's really amazing how interconnected it all is, right?
It really is, like weaving this tapestry of healthy habits that create a masterpiece of well-being.
I love that analogy. And speaking of masterpieces, let's talk about something that often feels like a work in progress. Achieving our ideal weight. The Source emphasizes ditching those drastic diets and embracing small, consistent changes. But what are some practical tips for making those changes stick? It's easy to get overwhelmed and fall back into old habits.
One strategy that can be really helpful is focusing on one small change at a time. Don't try to overhaul your entire diet overnight. Instead, pick one habit you want to work on, whether it's drinking more water, cutting back on sugary drinks, or incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your meals.
Right.
Once you've mastered that habit, you can move on to the next one.
That's a great tip. It's about building those healthy habits gradually rather than trying to do everything at once. And speaking of building habits, The Source also mentions the importance of mindset when it comes to healthy living. It talks about cultivating a positive attitude and focusing on progress rather than perfection.
Mm-hmm.
How can we shift our mindset to embrace this more positive approach?
One way to cultivate a more positive mindset is to practice gratitude.
Oh.
Each day, take a few moments to appreciate the things you're grateful for, whether it's your health, your loved ones, or even just those simple pleasures of life. Focusing on the good things in your life can really help shift your perspective and make it easier to stay motivated on your healthy living journey.
That's a great reminder. It's so easy to get caught up in the negative and forget to appreciate all the good things we have. And speaking of good things, let's circle back to a topic we touched on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits of spending time in nature. The Source highlights its ability to reduce stress, improve mood, and boost creativity. But what if you're not an outdoorsy person? Are there still ways to reap the benefits of nature, even if you're not a hiker or a camper?
Absolutely. Even small doses of nature can make a big difference.
Yes.
Sit on your porch and listen to the birds sing, take a walk in your neighborhood park, or bring a few plants into your home to create a sense of nature indoors. It's about finding those little pockets of green space wherever you can.
Okay, that's reassuring. I definitely need to make more of an effort to get outside. And speaking of making an effort, The Source also talks about something that could be incredibly challenging, but also incredibly rewarding. Breaking bad habits. We all have those habits we'd like to ditch, whether it's smoking, excessive drinking, or mindless snacking. But breaking those habits can feel like an uphill battle. What are some tips for making the process more manageable?
One strategy that can be helpful is to identify your triggers.
Right.
Those situations, emotions, or people that tend to lead to the unwanted behavior. Once you're aware of your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them in healthier ways. For example, if you tend to reach for a cigarette when you're feeling stressed, you might try going for a walk, listening to music, or practicing deep breathing exercises instead.
That's a great tip. It's about finding those healthier coping mechanisms that work for you. And speaking of finding what works, The Source also emphasizes the importance of listening to your body's cues. It talks about paying attention to your hunger and fullness signals, noticing how different foods make you feel, and honoring your body's need for rest.
Mm-hmm.
How can we cultivate this deeper sense of self-awareness and start tuning into our body's wisdom?
One way to cultivate self-awareness is to practice mindfulness.
Okay.
Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly and observe your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. Notice the rise and fall of your breath, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the sounds around you. This simple practice can really help you become more attuned to your body's signals and make choices that support your overall well-being.
That's a great suggestion. I'm definitely going to try incorporating more mindfulness into my day.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of incorporating things into our lives, The Source also mentions the importance of finding our passion, something that lights us up and brings us joy and fulfillment. But what if you're feeling stuck in a rut and can't seem to find that spark? How can we reignite our passion and find those activities that make us feel truly alive?
Sometimes it's about rediscovering those things you enjoyed as a child or exploring new activities that pique your curiosity. Take a class, join a club, volunteer for a cause you care about. Step outside of your comfort zone and try something you've always wanted to do. You never know where you might find your passion.
I love that. It's about giving ourselves permission to explore and rediscover those things that bring us joy. And speaking of joy, let's wrap up this deep dive with a final thought-provoking question. Now that you have all these incredible tools and insights for natural, healthy living, which small change will you commit to implementing in your life this week?
Think about what resonates most with you. Maybe it's incorporating more spices into your cooking, dedicating 10 minutes each day to meditation, or simply being more mindful of your posture. Whatever it is, choose one small step and commit to it. Remember, even small changes can have a big impact over time.
That's a great reminder. And remember, healthy living is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, enjoy the process, and celebrate your successes along the way.
That's it for today's deep dive, folks. We hope you found this exploration of natural healthy living inspiring and empowering.
You have the power to create a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life.
Keep learning, keep growing, and keep thriving.